Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, what is it like to be a food reviewer influencer? Seriously, I don't know if I could do it. That's a whole lot of eating. Joining me here in studio, Javon Walton. Black foodie travel guy. He's joining us here in studio. Where did I get Mitchell from? Javon Walton, black foodie travel guy, joining us here. He's got over 29,000 followers on Instagram. He's on TikTok. He's joining us here. This is very first radio interview. Javon, welcome in, man.
Man, thank you for having me, man. I'm glad to be here, honestly.
So. I'm happy to have you here. And look, I saw you on IG, and I love your reviews because you review all kinds of different foods. Mm-hmm. You go to so many different spots all over, not only Minnesota, but, man, you've branched out and went to other states. So how did you get into, in the first place, how did you even start to come up with being a social media food influencer?
Well, honestly, I travel a lot, man, and when I did that, a couple people got in my ear and was like, you should, do full reviews. So then I started traveling, my wife and I, and we went to this place in L.A. called Fixins', and my wife was just like, why don't you just try it now? And so I did it.
What year was this?
This was 2021.
Okay.
Like the end of it, though, so maybe early 22, but anyways, I did it, and I never put my face in my videos and none of that because I didn't take it serious at first until the first video blew up.
Okay,
so
now 2021 is when you got started, and your wife actually pushed you to do it.
Yeah.
At what point did you know like you had a thing? Was it 2021? Did it jump off immediately, or did it build up and it take a little bit of time?
It built up, but I know, like I said, I wasn't taking it serious, so I was, like, dropping videos, but not too much. But then after the one video went up, I went to the state fair, and I didn't have my face in my videos, but I've always, like, used my logo. So I went to the state fair, and people were just like, man, I love your videos. I love your videos. And that's when I knew I had something, to be honest. So.
Yeah, you definitely have something, man. I know that the content that you put out there is amazing. I love the reviews. Was there a specific, I guess, restaurant or a specific review that really spawned everything? Because I know that you said, like, you didn't put your face in there or whatever, but then you start doing more camera stuff and you start eating and doing it that way. Was there a specific review that kind of, like, stands out where everybody was like, okay, yeah, he's on to something?
Honestly, not that I can actually recall, but there are some like I just I did the Dream Burger over Northeast Dream Creamery.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Things like that. But I'm not too sociable, so I just once I like got in the feel of it and got comfortable, I just knew I was gonna, I was just gonna like take off, try to even just work as hard as I can once I got used to being in front of that camera.
Yeah. You know, so. Yeah. We're talking to Javon Walton, Black Foodie Travel Guy, joining us here in studio on The Lake Show. You can find him on Instagram. You can also find him on TikTok. Does a phenomenal job. Great personality. Goes to a lot of different places to cover reviewing different foods and different restaurants. He does an amazing job, so definitely check him out. So now, over the course of, let's say, a month, okay, how many different spots will you hit up?
Over the course of a month, I would say, honestly, maybe like 6 or 7, because I would do more, but I got to be genuine when I do it. I don't want to force myself to just go eat and get content. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got to be genuine for me. You know, so when I pull up, I got to be either hungry or like I got to be itching to want this place. You know what I'm saying? So that's I don't force myself to do it. But if I go 10 times in a month, that's because I genuinely wanted to get content 10 times. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. All right. So now when you go to a place, I mean, I don't know if I can eat near as much as you, but you're a big guy. You're like, so were you 6'4"?
Six.
Okay, yeah. You're 6'6"?
Yeah.
Okay, 6'6".
Yeah.
So he's a big guy. He got a big appetite, right? So when you go to a spot and you sit there, about from start to finish, how long does it take you to actually kind of like dive into a menu or a specific restaurant? Well, is it something where you kind of carve out, you like, you know what, I'm going to go and take it all in within like an hour, 2 hours, or if it's like a food truck or whatever, what goes into it? Give me a little bit of behind
the
scenes.
Okay, well, the secret is, right, like I go in, if I'm going to buy the food, so like the smaller family-owned businesses, I buy my food.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's, I would feel hypocritical if I didn't. But if I go to like, you know, a business or something, I will always say, what's your best-selling item? What's the item you recommend? And then let me get an item of my choice.
Mm.
You know, but the real secret is I only take 2 bites and move on, because if I like something, the first thing I eat and I eat the whole thing, I won't be genuine. I won't genuinely review
for the next rest of the 2 items.
Yeah. So, but if I love it, I'm bringing it home.
Well, I love the fact that you say, especially with the small family owned spots and the small businesses that you pay for, because I think that one of the jigs that we see in this industry is a lot of the foodie people, and this is just being real, influencers over the last 5 years, they have wanted freebies.
They have
wanted free, you know, food items. And to me, that's kind of cheating the game. What do you think about that?
I just think it's really, when you go to businesses like that, if you want to blow them up, right, if you want to pour back into them, personally, I think it's hypocritical if you go there and you want to eat for free. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to lead by example. Now, there has even been businesses that small businesses have paid me, but that's because they'll push it on me, because sometimes when you pay people, you know that they might work harder, might get it done faster, you know, so I'm not going to lie about that. But 9 times out of 10, I pay for mine because I want to pour back in and I want to be honest about what I'm eating. And as long as they got good customer service, I'll recommend anybody to go there, because what I may not like, you may love, and what I may love, you may not like. But as long as they treat everybody well and it's a good atmosphere, you know,
it's all good.
Yeah.
Talking to Javon Walton, Black Foodie Travel Guy here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. I figured out why I was thinking about Mitchell earlier. It's because of Davion Mitchell from the Miami Heat. I was thinking about earlier. All right. So, when we talk about foods, one of the big deals that people love to do is the Minnesota State Fair. All right, we all know that that's a big thing that we all do and we all love here. But how do you go about the State Fair? And what I mean by that, Javon, is you've done the State Fair before. You probably do it every single year.
Absolutely.
But when you go every single year, do you just do the new items, or do you mix in things that you've had a million times with new items?
The second one, I always mix in things I've had with new items, you know, pretty much. And honestly, I have a lot of people with me when I go, cause I'm not gonna, you know, I think after my third item I done tried, I'm on the brink of being full, you know? So
yeah.
I have people with me so we can just always sample them. So that way, as I'm walking, cause you walk through the fair, you're gonna walk all of that off. You know, we just try new things, and then we try the things we had before to see if it still, you know, tastes the same. You know what I mean? Like, to see what's different about it, to see if I feel the same about it, because I might have, you know, I would go to Andy's Grill and have a cheesesteak, you know, and maybe I had a good cheesesteak last month and I might want to compare it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Type. So that's what it is. I mix it in, though.
Now, do you ever do, like, the high-end sit-down spots? And the reason why I ask that is because I get offered to go to a lot of different places, right? Like, I've been doing radio and TV for years, and I've gotten cool with some popular chefs.
Yeah.
But there's still a million different spots to have. I've never been to Spoon and Stable. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of spots like that. I haven't been to Porzana.
Yeah.
I haven't been to any of those spots yet, and I feel like I should eventually get there, but I'm not in a rush to get there.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm not going to say I stay away from them spots. Mm-hmm. I go to them spots, but I don't genuinely review them. Because in my mind, because I approach this with, you know, being genuine. And in my mind, I honestly don't think they need me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You like to keep it simple.
Yeah. I don't think they need me. Now, if I really want to, and I'll be like, oh, this is be good content, I'll do it. You know what I mean? But sometimes in my mind, I'm like, they don't need me. They're getting business. People know about them. You know what I'm saying? I'm here. I'm eating. And everything is good. You know what I mean? So I don't have to force content. And if I feel genuine about it, I'll just get it right then and there if it's some good content.
That's one of the reasons why I think, like, you're super successful and people appreciate you is because you're real.
Yeah.
It's because you're authentic. People can get that sense of you being genuine. And I appreciate that. And that's the reason why I wanted to have you on, because I love your reviews. And I'm going to give you your flowers, because there was something that you put on in terms of one of your foodie reviews. I want to say it might have been a couple of months ago. And I have been to this establishment twice in the last 10 days. And that spot that you reviewed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Is the donut hole in Shakopee. Listen,
yeah,
I'm going to tell everybody this right now. In my opinion, okay, I'm gonna let Javon, because he's the expert, I'm going to let him put it out there. But in my opinion, and I don't even eat donuts like this, they have the best glazed donut in Minnesota.
look, I agree.
it's off the charts.
I agree. Honestly, that place is amazing. It's in Shakopee.
Yes.
You know? So, but
it is. If you want to say hole in a wall,
that's what I.
It's a hole in a wall. Like when you pull up, the actual sign is faded.
It's faded. Yeah.
It's not like it. It's
But that's one of the reasons why I go to a lot of small family owned businesses, because the food really comes out better. I can give you an example of a place in New York I went to that used to be really, you know, it's still popular, but it used to be really good. And now it's not, because it's blew up. So the yams went from being made in house to canned yams because it blows up. But that's why the food is good in Houston. People wait hours for that food because they still make it the same way. They ain't changed it up. You know what I'm saying? So them family owned businesses, they don't make their food super fast. They put love into their food. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so that's why it always be 9 times out of 10 it come out good.
All right. So now there is a bunch of people. You're not the only person that's in this lane,
right?
Like when I saw you at Target Field for the media tasting there, there were other social media food influencers that were there. I know Kim Lee Curry. I talked to her a few times.
Yep.
I can't remember the other cat that was there that you were talking to, a brother with the glasses.
Lenny.
So there's a bunch of people that are kind of in the lane. But let me ask you this: for all of you, how has like somebody like Keith Lee impacted? Is that his last name? Is
Keith
it Lee?
Yeah, it's Keith Lee.
How has he impacted what you guys impacted? Is that his last name? Is
Keith
it Lee?
Yeah, it's Keith Lee.
How has he impacted what you guys do?
I mean, personally, like, I can speak on it personally. I love the way he go about it. I think the way he goes about it is kind of the way I go about it. It's just a personal thing. So one thing I appreciate about people watching my videos is that it's just my opinion. It's my preferences. I'm not a food critic. I say I'm not a food critic because your best-selling sandwich could be a roast beef, horseradish, mustard sandwich. And I may not like it, but if it's your best-seller, I'm not going to tell you how to make it better. You know what I'm saying? I can just tell you what I don't like about it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And I can give you my honest opinion about it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I respect about Keith Lee, too, because it's personal. You know what I mean? It's just personal, but people listen to his opinion.
Hey, listen, somebody on the text line from the 612, they say that you got to try the Field Donuts. They're talking about the donut hole because, you know, they do it right, fresh right in front of you. And they say, quote, it's like crack. Let me say this. Been there, done that.
I've
already been there.
Yeah.
Texture. I did the strawberry one. It was amazing.
So
this is what I've had from the donut hole. And I keep going back to this place because I've only been there twice.
It's the bread on them donuts, man.
I don't know what they do to make it that fluffy and that like soft.
Mm-hmm.
But I've only had three type of donuts there. Okay, I've been twice in the last 10 days. I've had the strawberry Field. I did try the apple fritter because to me, an apple fritter, there's no in between. Either you do a bomb apple fritter or you do a horrible apple fritter.
I agree.
And then the glazed donut is just amazing. So the donut hole, if you're out there and you're a donut fan, and look, there's a bunch of different donut spots. Downtown Minneapolis, I every now and then if I get to work early, I'll walk on down to Cardigan and get a donut or whatever. But I do love not only the fact that the donut hole has an amazing glazed donut that's unique and is different than any other spot.
Mm-hmm.
It's the family-owned
aspect.
I'm talking about when you talk about it's a hole in the wall, it kind of reminds me of like, you know, it's a hole in the wall, but it's super popular. Is if you go to get a Juicy Lucy from Matt's.
Yeah.
You walk into the donut hole and you're like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting.
That's true.
All right, so I got a couple final questions for you, and then we'll let you go.
Yeah.
I need you to give me the best place that you have been to, and I don't care what type of food it is, the best place that you have been to here this summer.
That I have been to here this summer?
Yep. A spot that you reviewed in the last couple of months. And you were like, yeah, this is one of them ones.
Well, like I said, Dream Creamery. And the reason why is because it's like a situational thing, right? They're an ice cream shop. But if you can go and get a good burger in an ice cream shop, that's just going to be amazing. It's always going to be situational for me. If you're a burger shop, then I'm going to have a higher expectation if you sell nothing, but if you're known for selling burgers. But Dream Creamery, you get you some good ice cream, you get you a good burger. That's really good. And there's a spot in St. Anthony that I just opened up. What up though? They sell like also ice cream too. They warm press ice cream in between a Bismarck donut.
Oh, yeah, crazy. I think I've seen that.
Crazy.
Well, hold on. You like ice cream?
I like ice cream, but I like brownies in my ice cream. Like, it got to have something in it. I don't just eat it plain.
You got to try the Henry Lake ice cream.
Oh, word?
You ain't know about that? Nah. I got an ice cream flavor with Sebastian Jones. Come on now.
Okay. I know about Sebastian Jones. Right. I'm about to check that out.
I'm going to get you a pint. I'm going to get you a pint.
Say less.
All right. So give the people your socials so they can find you on social media.
Man, Black Foodie Travel Guy on everything. Black Foodie Travel Guy. BlackFoodieTravelGuy. Black Foodie Travel Guy. You can't miss it.
Javon Walton joining us in studio. I appreciate you, my man.
Of course. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.